Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Nun Gimel. We left off on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We are about 15 lines from the end of the page on Nun Beis Amud Beis at Amar Rav Yosef. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, by my dear friend Rabbi Ari Mirzoff, Lili Nishmas, his Saba, Rav Ruvin Ben Rav Chaim, whose yard site was Wednesday, in Sham Shavan Aliyah, and also by my aunt and uncle Jack and Jeanette Blumenkopf, Lili Nishmas, our Zaydi Sender, Sender Ben Yaakov, whose yard site is today, in the Sham Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding 15 lines from the end of the page on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. First thing we're going to do is we're going to have six different explanations of the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan that we closed with yesterday. The discussion about whether you're Mekadesh, when you're Mekadesh L'Shem Yavmus, do you need a get when you're Mekadesh L'Shem Yavmus? So we're going to have six different explanations. If you go over to a single girl and you do Kiddushin, L'Shem that she should, L'Shem like Mimer, as if she's a Yavama, whether you need a get from such a Kiddushin or not. Six explanations of that machlokas. Then the rest of the daf till the end of the parak, at least, is going to discuss two basic ideas. We're going to go line by line in the Mishnah, but really it's two basic ideas that are covered. One is that the Mishnah equated Yavam Echad and Shtei Yavamos with the case of Shtei Yavamin and Yavama Achas, meaning in all these cases where you do Chalitza, then you do Maimer, then you do Chalitza, where there are two different actions that are done, we said it's pretty much the same thing if you have a case of one Yavam and two Yavamos, and that Yavam does one action on one Yavama, and then the other action on the other Yavama, that parallel where you have two Yavamin and one Yavama, and one of the men does one action on the Yavama, and then the other of the men does the other action on the Yavama. So the Gemara is going to explore whether that's a real exact parallel, meaning are there differences between Yavam Echad and Shtei Yavamos and Yavama Achas versus whatever it was, the opposite of what I just said. I don't remember what I just said. And the other issue that we're going to explore is that we've been assuming the whole time that there are four things that you could do. Two of them are Daraisa, and those are sort of in one camp, and two are Darabanan, and those are in another camp. So you have Bia and Chalitza, those are the same, meaning they're both Daraisa, they accomplish different things, but they both work to completely get rid of the Zika on a Daraisa level. And then you have Maimer and Get, which work on a Darabanan level. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether Bia and Chalitza are really exact parallels, meaning the Mishnah doesn't play it out in all the cases in a parallel way. The Mishnah plays out certain cases of Chalitza that it doesn't really play out with Bia. So do they necessarily parallel each other in terms of their ability to always get rid of the Zika entirely? So that's going to be the other thing we're going to explore. And then, Be'ezus Hashem, if we get to it today, the beginning of the sixth parak, the first Mishnah, talks about when a person does Yibum, when a couple does Yibum. To what extent is Kavana necessary for the Yibum? What kind of Kavana? Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, Kavana L'Shem Bia, and what constitutes a Bia? What if it's only a Tchilas Bia? What if it's a Bia Shelo Kedarka? So what's considered a Kavana and what's considered a Bia when it comes to Yibum? And also when it comes to passeling someone through Bia, when one violates one of the Arayos and passels a person. So what's considered a Bia? What's considered enough to passel the person? So let's begin. Again, we're holding Amar Rav Yosef, about 15 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We had just quoted a Braisa that told us a Machlokas. The Braisa discussed a case where someone is Choletz Liyavimto. He does Chalitza on his Yavama, and then he's Mekadesher. So Rebbe said if he's Mekadesher L'Shem Ishus, then it's a valid Kiddushin. But after the Chalitza was already done, if he's now Mekadesher L'Shem Yavmus, he wants to be Konaher as a Yavama, so he does not require a get, because he already did Chalitza. There is no Yavama, there is no Zika, so whatever, he's barking up the wrong tree. What he's trying to do is something that's just simply an impossibility with this person, whereas the Chacham say that even if he's Mekadesher L'shem Yavmus, after having already done a Chalitza with her, Tzricha Imenu Get, she's still going to require a get, that it works as a Kiddushin, which is Tofes, but Chayav Elavin, the woman is Chayav Elavin because he's ready to do Chalitza with her, but he's doing a Maisa Kiddushin on her. So Amar Rav Yosef, my time at the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say that the Kiddushin L'shem Yavmus does not work as a Kiddushin? Because Asua Ka'oder B'nichse Agar U'Kasavar Shalohein to Lokani, meaning there is a halacha that you could do a Kinyan Chazaka by Nol Gadar Uparat, by going and doing some work in a field. So if Ger dies and his nechassim are all hefker, you can be kona those nechassim by being null gadar uparatz. But let's say you go into nichsei ager and you're under the impression that it's your field, so you're having no das whatsoever to make a kinyan. You're just trying to work the field. So you go and you dig a hole in that field. You're not kona the ger's field in that way because there's no das for a kinyan. So here also, there's no das for what you're really trying to do. If your kavana was l'shem kiddushin ein achinami, you'd be kona. But your kavana is l'shem yibum. Your kavana is l'shem maimer. It's not l'shem kiddushin, and therefore it's not going to be kona. So Amalei Abaye says, well, me dummy, is doing maimer for the sake of yibum similar to doing to being oder b'nichse ager when it's really his own property? Hasam lo kamachavin l'mikni. In that case, you're not having any kavana to be kona the property because you're under the impression that it's your property. Hacha kamachavin l'mikni. At least in this case, you're having kavana to be kona the woman. You're just trying to do it in a method that is not valid for that woman. Halo damya ella. If you really want to compare it to something, it should be comparable to a case of la'oder b'nichse ger zev a kasaver shel ger acher hu dekani. It should be like a case where two gerim died and they both left property, and you want to be kona one of them, and you think you're being kona Reuven's property, and you're really being kona Shimon's property, and in that case, it really works. So why would Rebbe say? So back to the drawing board. Why would Rebbe say in our case that it doesn't work to do the kinyan of Mimer, the kinyan of a kiddushe yibum on someone who you've already done chalitza to and is not eligible for yibum anymore? Ella Amar Abaye. So Abaye says we need a second explanation. Abaye says if you're makadesh in a lashon that doesn't sound like kiddushe Mimer dafka, the kinyan is going to work, and it's going to be even though your kavan is l'shem yibum and it's a kinyan midar raisa, even though your kavan is to do a Mimer. But ha, what's the case where Rabbi and the Chum disagree? You said to the woman, I want you to be Mekadeshes to me, and you say that you want it to be Beferish, that you want it to be a Kiddushe Maimer. So you don't want the Kiddushin to be Chal Minatora, and she's not Mekadeshes Minatora, even according to the Chachamim. But the Machlokas is there a Kiddushin Midrabana now? Because that's what you said you're interested in. So Rabbi Savar, Maimer Ilavi Zika Karami. Maimer only works as a, when there is a Zika to piggyback on. But Asai Chalitza Avkata Zika. But in this case, he had already done Chalitza. There's no Zika left. And therefore, there's no room for a Mimer. For Rabbanan Savri, Hailuchu Dekai, Vailuchu Dekai. Mimer and Zika are not bound together. Mimer is one thing, Zika is another thing. And therefore, Meikara, Ilu Amarla Skachili Bi Mimer Yavam Milo Mahani, before he had done the chalitza when she was still zakuk to him. Had he done a maimer, it would have worked on a drabanan level. So now also that he's already done the zika, the maimer also works on a drabanan level, and that's the machlokes. Rava Amar, a third possibility that it's not mistaver that they're arguing about a kinyan maimer, and that there's someone that holds that it's not a kinyan bifnei atzmo, and it's only a kinyan that relies on the zika. So ida amar la b'maimer yivamin kuli amar la pligi. Rava says, no, Abaye, in your case, both of the Tanaim would agree that if he had done a chalitza, and now he comes and says, I want to be kona you b'kiddushe maimer, everyone would agree that you need to get midrabanan, that would work, midrabanan. V'ach ma'eskinan, you know what this machlokas is about? Third possibility, kigon da amarla, hiskachi li bezikas yevamin, that he says to the yevama, after he had already done chalitza, I want you to be mekadeshes to me with the zika of the yevamin that exists. So they argue, when you do a mimer, belashon zika, is that considered a lashon of kiddushin? Because it could be that it's not a lashon of kiddushin, and it only helps in a situation that there's a zika to the yevam, and because of the zika, you could be kone with even a lashon like that, which doesn't really mean anything. Or it could be that using the word zika is a lashon of kiddushin, and he just doesn't know the words to say. But he says iskachili bezikas yivam, and there's another way of saying areyamukadeshasli. So it's like doing a lashon of kiddushin. So Rebbe Sava Rebbe holds that he's not kone with such a kinyan after the chalitza, because that lashon only helps by yivama where you're actually zakuk, where there's actually a zika. So yesh zika, there's a strong zika between the Yavama and the Yavam prior to the Chalitza, and because of the strength of that Zika, a Mimer in such a Lashon would work. But now the Chalitza came and got rid of that Zika, and therefore there's no Zika, so such a Lashon is not going to work anymore. And the Rabbanan say Mimer is not Kona with such a Lashon on account of the fact that there is a Zika, ain't Zika, because the Zika is not powerful enough to allow for Lashonos that otherwise wouldn't work to it's in our work as Lashon Kiddushin. So therefore, nothing really changed. Initially, prior to the Chalitza, if he would have said Iskachili Bezikas Yivamin, that would be a Lashon of Maimer, he'd be Kona Midrabanan. So now also, even though he already did a Chalitza, if he says Iskachili Bezikas Yivamin, he's Kona on a Drabanan level. Now a fourth possibility of how to understand the Machlokas, Rav Shravya Amar, Bechalitza Kshera, in a regular case where he did a normal Chalitza that was done Kedin, Ida Amarla, if he would say afterwards to the Yivamin that he already did Chalitza to, his Kachli Bezikas Yivamin, I want you to be Mekudeshes to me with a Zikas Yivamin, Kuli Amlo Pligid Lo Mahani. That for sure doesn't work, because those words don't mean anything. There is no Zika, there's no Hiskachili with a Zika, the Zika's gone. That's not even a Lashon of Kiddushin, and prior to the Chalitza, it only works because there is a Zika. Over here, the Machlokas is, you didn't do a real Chalitza initially, you did a Chalitza after having given her a get. That's what we call the Chalitza Psula, that the case was, the Yavam gave the Yavama a get, and then he did a Chalitza, and now he's trying to do this type of Kiddushin. So Mar Savar, Rebbe holds Chalitza Psula Poteres, that the Chalitza Psula will pata the Yavama already to marry whoever she wants. There is no Zika remaining, that a Chalitza even done after a get completely gets rid of the Zika, and therefore no Kiddushin that you're going to do with the Lashon of Hiskachili Bezikas Yavamin is going to have any impact. Umar Savar Bethachamol, Chalitza Psula in a Poteres, that a Chalitza Psula will not pater the Yavama, will not be matir the Yavama to marry whoever she wants, like a regular Chalitza, and therefore there's still some remaining Zika there when you did a Chalitza Psula. Ooh, if there's still some remaining Zika there, then you try to be Mekadesher with the Lashon of Zika, you're talking about something that actually exists, so maybe that's a valid Lashon of Kiddushin in such a case. Now a fifth possibility of what the Machlokas is about, Rav Ashi Amar, that no, Rebbe and the Chabar not arguing about a case where you're Mekadesh Bezikas Yivamin after the Chalitza. Do Kuli Alma Chalitza Psula ain't a Poteris. Could be both Rabbi and the Chabim agree that a Chalitza Psula will not be matir her to marry whoever she wants, and there still remains a Zika. Vahacha, the Machlokas over here is when he made a Tanai that he's being Chalitzla, that he's being Chalitzer Almanas, that she should give him 200 Zuz, and she yet, did not yet fulfill that Tanai, and then he did Maimer with the Lashon of Zikas Yibum. So B'yesh Tanai B'Chalitza Kamiflagi. They're arguing about whether there's strength to a Tanai that they made at the time of the Chalitza, or there's no strength to that Tanai. Mar Sover, the Chachamim hold, Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza, that there's a strength to that Tanai in the Chalitza, and that Tanai needs to be fulfilled. So if there is a Tanai that she has to give him 200 Zuz in order for the Chalitza to be Chal, and she hasn't yet fulfilled the Tanai, the Zika's still there. The Zika hasn't been Nifka, and therefore the Maimer, to do a Maimer Belashon Zikas Yibum is going to work because there's still a Zika to talk about. But Umar Sava Rebbe holds ain't Tanai B'Chalitza. There's no strength to a Tanai in Chalitza, and she's not even required to do to fulfill that Tanai. And therefore, you did the Chalitza, we ignore the Tanai, you did the Chalitza is binding, and to then try to be Mekadisha with the Lashon of Zika is meaningless because there is no Zika anymore. Ravina Amar, the sixth and final possibility, that the Machlokas Rabbi and the Chabim is not in the case where you Mekadish B'Zikas Yivamin after you made a Tanai on the Chalitza in a normal Lashon that would be that would normally constitute a Tanai, because the Kuli Alma Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza, you can make a Tanai on anything. So why would there be a Machlokas all of a sudden over here whether a Tanai works, meaning if you did a proper Tanai, of course a Tanai is going to work on a Chalitza, and if she didn't fulfill the Tanai, then guess what, there was no Chalitza, so of course you could still be Mekadish or B'Lashon Zikas Yivamin if you wanted to. So even though it's not a Lashon of Kiddushin, but it's talking about Zika, and there is a Zika. Vahacha, but this price is talking about where you made a Tanai in the Chalitza, but you didn't make a proper Tanai in the Chalitza. Oh, but, meaning you didn't make a Tanai Kafel. Normally, in order to make a Tanai, you have to explain both sides of the Tanai. Oh, but Tanai Kafel, commitfully. This machlokas is whether in order for the Tanai to be binding, you need to make a Tanai Kafel. So Mar Savar be'in a Tanai Kafel. Rebbe holds, you need a Tanai Kafel for the Tanai to be binding. You didn't do a Tanai Kafel. Therefore, we ignore the Tanai. The Maisa is Kayim. You did a Chalitza. There's no Zika left, and therefore there's no, you can't be Mekadish B'Lashon Zika. But Umar Savar L'Cham hold, lo be in a Tanai Kafel. It's not necessary to do a Tanai Kafel in order for the Tanai to be Chal. It's good enough to say, in Titni L'Masayim Zuz, Tochla Chalitza, that if you give me 200 Zuz, the Chalitza will be Chal. She hasn't given the 200 Zuz. Chalitza is therefore not Chal. Chal, there's still a Zika, and therefore you can still be Mekadesh or Belashon Zika. And those are our six explanations from yesterday of the Machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Now we move on line by line of the Mishnah. As we end up the Berak, the Gemara is just going to go through each line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Chalatz v'yasamayim v'nasen getu ba'al, that if a person first does Chalitza, and then does one of the other things, one of the other three activities that have an impact. Either Maimer, or gives a get, or does Bia, or, on the flip side, he first does a Bia, which is an absolute Yibum, and then he does one of the other three things. So we said, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. Once you start with a Chalitza Kshera, that's it. Zika's gone, nothing you do afterwards is going to apostle anybody, is going to ask for relatives, nothing you do afterwards is going to have any impact. So you see in the Mishnah what the din is in the first situation, where you started with the chalitza, and then you did the other thing. So we said ein achar chalitza klum. But the Mishnah doesn't spell out when you're boel tchila, and then you do other things, that ein achar abi'ila klum. The Tana is relying that you learn from chalitza, that just like doing a chalitza to start off is mafkia the zika entirely, to the point that doing anything else afterwards is not going to have any impact. So too, if you start with the bia, doing anything afterwards is not going to, it's totally destroys the zika. The zika is totally gone, and therefore, nothing you do afterwards is going to make an impact. So says Gemara, V'nisni nami ein achar biyaklum. Why doesn't the Tana mention in the Mishnah that once you do Bia, that's it, it's over, and nothing you're going to do afterwards is going to matter? And meaning, we're not asking, why don't we also say that? Meaning, I get it, that you can learn Chalitza from Yibam, Yibam from Chalitza. But the Mishnah chose to say, ein achar Chalitza klum, and rely that I'll learn ein achar biyaklum from ein achar Chalitza klum. Why didn't the Mishnah choose to say Einachar Bia Klum, and I'll learn Einachar Chalitza Klum from Einachar Bia Klum? So Abaye Rava Dami Tarvayu, we have this twice in today's Av. Abaye and Rava both say to me that the Brisa taught that Einachar Bia Klum, that Taka taught Einachar Bia Klum, because the Tana chose that because the Bia was said last, but the Gemara then asked, V'Tana Didan, yeah, but this doesn't explain for our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah use Chalitza and not Bia like the Brisa did? I mean, you're telling me, yeah, it's okay. We already do that in the Brisa, but the Mishnah didn't. Why didn't the Mishnah give the example of Ein Achar Biyaklum? So Ataris Yivam Lashuk Adifalei. It would prefer to give the case of Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, because what Chalitza accomplishes is Matur the Yivam Lashuk. What Bia accomplishes is it makes her married to this guy. So the Tana would prefer to write the din about Chalitza because of the Chiddush, that the Yavama becomes Mutarisli Nase without any doing anything else. So since it says Chalitza, it doesn't want to be Marich, and to write the din of Bi'ila as well, it assumes that you'll figure that out. Echad Yavama Achas Echad Shtei Yavamos. So the Mishnah said that both a case of one Yavama and a case of two Yavamos have the same din as each other. Meaning, if you have Yavama Achas and Yavam Echad, or Shtei Yavama, Yavama Achas and Shtei Yavams, or Yavama Shtei Yavamos and one Yavam, it's all the same thing. That after Chalitza Ubiya on one of them, Einach Reha Klum, not on her, not on her Tzara, and after a get or a Maimer that you do on one of them, so there then Yesh Achar Reha, then there is Maimer Achar Maimer, get Achar Get. So then the Mishnah explains the dinim of Shtei Yavamos that are both Zakuk to one Yavam. And it says that if that one Yavam does Maimer on one of the Yavamos, and then he does Maimer on the second of the Yavamos, that you need a get from both of them. He needs to give a get to both of them for the Maimer that he did on each one of them. So Masnisin, our Mishnah that holds that if you do Maimer on two different Yavamos, that it's going to require two separate Gitin, Deloke Ben Azai, is against Ben Azai, because according to Ben Azai, the second Maimer that you do is not going to require a get, because that second Maimer is worthless. Titania Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, Bishnei Yavam V'Yavam Achas, but Vein Maimer Acher Maimer, Bishnei Yavam V'Yav Mechad. Ben Azai holds that the two cases are not parallel, right? That a case of Shnei Yavamin and Yavama Achas, yeah, that's where if each of the men does a Maimer on the woman, then each of them will have to give a get to that woman. But if there's only one man and he's doing a Maimer on two Yavamos, then only the first Maimer that he does is impactful, and then the second Maimer is meaningless, so he only needs to give a get to the first woman. So Ketzad, the Mishnah goes on to say, Ma'amr Lazu, now you do Maimer to one of them, and then Chalatz Lazu, then you do Chalitza on the other one, so the first one is going to require a get. So the Gemara discusses, can we be medayit from the fact that the Tana chooses this case, that you're Chalitz to the tsara of the woman that you did maimer on. It doesn't say that you did maimer on one and you did chalitza and then you did chalitza on her. That this is what you should do. That anytime you do maimer on one of them, you're not able to pater both of them with the same chalitza. You have to be cholet the one that you didn't do maimer on. Meaning, I already did maimer. That does not solve the zika. The zika is still there. So how do I get rid of the zika? I need to do chalitza. Which one should I choose to do chalitza on? There are two yevamos. I did maimer on one of them. So should I dafka do chalitza on the one that I didn't do maimer on? Because the one I did maimer on, chalitza is not going to be enough. She's going to need a get also. So maybe that's a weaker chalitza, since chalitza is not going to be enough for her, that it's not even going to pater her tzara. And therefore, maybe I dafka have to do chalitza on the one that I didn't do maimer on. So lema, maybe our mission is mesayei leil Shmuel, is a riot to Shmuel. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel holds chalatz the bailus maimer. If you did chalitza to the woman you've already done maimer on, lo niftara tzarasa, that will not help the woman that you didn't do maimer on. It will not help the tzara, the other yavama. So, and tiyufta, to Rav Yosef, and this should be a tiyufta on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learned on daf mem gimel that a person should not be cholet yavama kshera, yavama who's kasha lakuna, as long as there is a tzara existing that is pasal lakuna. Because why would you ruin a perfectly good woman? Meaning, if you have a woman who has a psul already anyway, so do the chalitza on the woman that's already psul anyway, so that you won't, because you're not costing her anything. Why would you choose to do a chalitza on a woman who's not already pasul l'kuhuna? So if in this case where you did a maimer on one of the women, you're going to need to give a get to that woman anyway. She's going to be pasul l'kuhuna anyway. So better to do a chalitza on her, so you don't pasul her l'kuhuna, rather than do a chalitza on the other one who you're going to pasul l'kuhuna. Yet our Mishnah seems to be saying not that way. It seems to be saying to do the chalitza on the tzara, on the woman that you didn't do maimer on. So it says, well, no, you can't be medayik anything. Mikatani chalitz, the Mishnah's not telling you what to do. It's giving you a case of what happened. Chalatz katani d'yeved. It's saying that if there was such a maisa, where a person did maimer on one, and then chalitza on the other one, it's just describing what the halacha is going to be but with these two yevamos. It's not telling you that you're supposed to do chalitza on the second one. Then the Mishnah went on to say, get lazu get lazu, that if you give a get to both of the women, they're both going to need chalitza. Tzrichos chalitza. Sounds like they both need chalitza because you gave each one a get, so each the get you gave to each of them weakens their zika a little bit to the point that a chalitza on one is not going to pater both. That since the zika is weaker, the chalitza you do on one is not going to pater both of the women. So lema sayel and Rabbi Rav Huna, this is a raya to Rabbi Rav Huna, dam Rabbi Rav Huna, chalitza psula tzrichalach tzrichalachin. That if there was a chalitza psula that was done, a weaker chalitza, then you're going to need chalitza from each of the brothers. It's not going to be enough for one chalitza to cover all of the brothers or to cover all of the tzaros. So says Mar, no, it's not a raya that's true over here as well. When it says that all of the women are going to need chalitza, I mean, you gave a get to both of the women, that tzrichos chalitza, it doesn't mean that they all need chalitza. Tzrichos d'yalma, it means in all such cases, wherever you have a case anywhere in the world, where there's a guy that does that gives gittin to all of his yevamos, that in all those cases, there's a chalitza that's necessary. Not multiple chalitzas that are necessary, there's a chalitza that's necessary in any such case, and that's why it speaks in the plural. Then the Mishnah went on to say, get lazu v'chalatz lazu. So the Gemara discusses, can we medayik from the fact that the Tana says that he was chalatz to the Yavama, that was not makabel the get, that that's what you're supposed to do in order to be matir both of them to get married. Meaning, if you've given a get to one of them, maybe you can't pater both of them with one chalitza unless you're careful to give the chalitza, to do the chalitza with the one who you didn't give the get to. Maybe you have to be careful that chalitza should be done on the woman that has not yet received a get from you. So lema miseyel el Shmuel, and therefore maybe this is a raya to what Shmuel says, that when you have two yavamos and the yavam is cholitz one of them after he's already given her a get, that does not pater her tzara, and therefore you have to go after the other one. Rav Yosef, and again a tiyufta on Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef held that you should always try to do the chalitza on the woman who's going to need a get anyway, or the woman who received a get anyway, the woman who's already pasul lakuna. So it says, well, no, again, the same rejection of the raya. Mi katani Choletz, is it telling you that you're supposed to be choletz? The other woman, no, chalatz katani dieved. It's saying that if you did gave a get to one of the women and then were choletz the other woman, this is how it should then play out. It's not telling you that you were supposed to do the chalitz on the other woman, and therefore there's no diuk to bring a raya to any of those shitos. Then the Mishnah went on to say chalatz v'chalatz or chalatz, and you did maimer and you gave a get and you baal, or you started with bia and then you did any of the four activities, sayin achar chalitza klum. So the Mishnah says what the din is. The Mishnah spells out what the din is in the first case, where you did chalitza first and then you did one of the other actions, that ain achar chalitza klum. But it does not say about the last case, where you did bia first, that none of the further maises are going to matter. Meaning, it's the same we said before. It's just the Mishnah is talking about a slightly different case now. Now it's talking about where it's yavam echad and shtei yavamos, and what changes with yavam echad and shtei yavamos is that you could do the same maisa twice. Meaning, if it was the yavam echad and one yavama, so you can't do the same maisa twice, right? You can't, because it's the same woman. But if it's yavam echad and shtei yavamos, you could do the same maisa twice. So again, we're just making the same diuk we said before. V'listni nami ein achar biaklum. So it says ein achar chalitza klum. Once you do chalitza on one of the women, so then you're finished. Why don't we say ein achar biaklum? Sabai v'rabi damri tarvai tini ein achar. Yeah, we have a brisa that says like that. V'tana didan, but why didn't our Mishnah say like that? Because that's our Sivam Lushuk Hadifale. We'd rather talk about a case of Chalitza, which is a bigger Kiddush, because it's matir her to marry whoever she wants. And then the Mishnah went on to say, Bein Yav Mechad L'shtei Yavamos. So the Mishnah tells us that when you're Cholitz one of the Yavamos, and you do Maimer on the other one, that the Chalitza finishes everything, the Maimer is not Kona. We also said in the Mishnah afterwards that the din of two Yavamin and Yavama Achas is the same as the din of Yav Mechad and Shtei Yavamos. So it turns out what the Mishnah is actually telling me is that when a Yavam is Cholitz his Yavama, and he does a mimer on the other Yavama, or Yavam Echad is Cholitz Yavama, and then his brother does a mimer on that same Yavama, that mimer is not Kona, because there was already Chalitza done and Ein Achar Chalitza Klum in both cases, whether it's one man, two women, or whether it's two men and one woman. So Bishlam of the Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kula Besa Belav Ka'i. This makes sense if you assume like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that once one of the we have Machlok Rabbi Yochanan Shlagish earlier, if the brothers of the Cholitz that are Boel the Yavama, that already received the chalitza, are violating Nisr Lav or Nisr Karis of Eshes Achiv. Meaning, there's a Yibam case, there are multiple brothers, and one of the brothers does chalitza on the woman. Good, everyone should go home happy now and everyone should get on with their lives, right? But one of the other brothers now decides to be with that woman that already had chalitza. So is that a Nisr Lav, that just like the cholitz himself, it has a Nisr Lav to be with his chalitza? Or is it, no, it's a Nisr Karis, because she's Eshes Achiv now. She was my brother's wife, she's not my chalutza, she was my brother's chalutza, so she's just Eshes Achiv, and therefore it's kares. So that was machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we're suggesting Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kula Beisa Belav Kai. If you say like Rabbi Yochanan that all the brothers only have an Isra Lav, so it's important to tell me that if one of the brothers tries to have bia with this woman, that it's not going to be a Maisa Kiddushin, that it's not going to be a binding Kiddushin. Because normally there's a Hava, I mean it's say Kiddushin is Tovsin Bechei Avilavin. So Isra Chashmin and Dame Kiddushin Tovsin Bechei Avilavin. When the Mishnah needs to tell me that no, we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva that there's no Tfisus Kiddushin Bechei Avilavin. El Reish Lakish Damar Kula Beisa Bekaris Kai. But according to Reish Lakish, that they're all going to be Chayv Kares, because it's Eishes Achiv, Isra Chashmin and Dame Kiddushin Tovsin Bechei Avilavin. I need a Mishnah to come and tell me that the Kiddushin is not going to be Tofes when the other brother decides to be Boel, the Chalutza. It's Chayv Krisis. Of course, it's not going to be Tfisus Kiddushin. So Amalek Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish would say, Lutaymeich, Seifa de Katani. The Sefer that goes on and says, Baal Vasa Maimer, if you do Yibum on one of them, and then you do Maimer on the other one, that Einachar Bia Klum, it's an invalid Maimer, so from that, from what it says by Shnei Yavam and Yavam Achas, we know that the same din is going to be true by Yavam Echel and Shnei Yavamos, so it's going to turn out that it's as if the Mishnah is telling me that when one of the Yavam does Bia on the Yavama, and then another one does Maimer, that the Maimer is not Kona. Well, of course, his brother's already married to the woman. If Reuven dies and Shimon does Yibum with Mrs. Reuven, so you need to tell me that if Levi then tries to be Mekadesh Mrs. Reuven, that it's not going to be a Kiddushin? Yisrich Lashmin and Din Kiddushin Tovsin Be'eshas Ish? You need to tell me that there's not going to be a Tvis Kiddushin and Eshas Ish? Ela Aydi Tetana Hataras Yav Mechaviva Ma'achas. In order to keep things parallel, once we talk about cases, we play out the cases where it's one Yavam and where it's Yav Mechad and Yavam Achas. So Tananami, Shtei Yavamos V'Yav Mechad. We also talk about the cases when there are two Yavamos and one Yavam. V'aydin Tanah Shtei Yavamos V'Yav Mechad, Tananami Shnei Yavam and V'Yavam Achas. Where the Mishnah goes through all three permutations. It talks about when there's one Yavam and one Yavama, when there's two Yavams and one Yavama, and when there's one Yavam and two Yavamos. So they even though they're not all Chidushim, it's okay. So then the Amud Beis. Now the Mishnah told us Chalatz v'yasa maimer v'nasan get ubal. He went on to say that if a person did chalitza first, einachar chalitza klum. So it turns out that the maimer and the bia do not require a get in order to be matir to get married, and the get is not considered a get. Meaning he already did a chalitza, so giving a get after he already did a chalitza is absolutely worthless. But the Gemara asks on this din of the get that it's worthless after the chalitza. I understand that if you did chalitza and then you tried to do maimer, it's tzrich. The Mishnah needs to tell me such a case because salka daita chamina. There's a havamina to say nigzar maimer debasa chalitza atu maimer tekami chalitza. That maybe I should have thought that you'd make a gzeira that if you did maimer after doing chalitza, you should give a get because people might confuse that with the case of doing maimer before chalitza, which actually is kona midrabanan and would require a get. So kamash malon de lo gazrina. So it's important for the Mishnah to tell me we make no such gezeira. El chalatz v'nasan get, but the din of first doing chalitza and then giving a get, lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to say that? What are you afraid of? That people are going to confuse that for nasan get and then doing chalitza? The get isn't adding anything, meaning an additional get. Legabi, the isra of the krovos, the krovos are already aser with the chalitza. So an additional get doesn't aser her but with anything new. And therefore, there's no mashmaus to that get, whether you consider it like a maisa gerushin or you don't consider it like a maisa gerushin. Meaning, she's allowed to get married anyway to somebody else because you already did a chalitza. So you're giving a get, so she vaiters allowed to get married to somebody else. So you can tell me, no, but a get asers you and all of her relatives. Okay, I'm asking all of her relatives anyway. There's already chalitza. So meaning, what's the difference if you say that the get counts or the get doesn't count? Either way, it doesn't change the halacha. She's mutaris l'shuk. So the Taimeich says, well, yeah, but by that same logic came a seifa. The seifa afterwards goes on and says, ba'al v'asa maimer, if one did yibum and then did maimer, or ba'al v'nasan get, or he did yibum and then he gave a get. In both of those cases, Einachar bia klum. So we spoke about a case of chalitza first, that einachar bia klum, and we're supposed to derive from there that if you do bia first also, einachar bia klum. So it's not, so she's, because she's not as yivama at all anymore, and therefore the maimer is not going to be chal after you did the bia. So you could ask the same kind of question. Bishlam abal v'nasam get. I understand if he did bia first and then he gave her a get, so it's if the Mishnah has to tell me that we could ignore that get, because salka I might think you'll confuse a get after you already did yibum with a get prior to doing yibum. So kamash malan. That's why the Mishnah say the logazrina that the Rechacham never made such a gzeira. Aval bal vasa maimer lameli. What's the chiddush about doing bia and then doing maimer? That why does it have to say such a, if from the bia and on she's your wife? So all of her krovos are asura to you, and no future maimer that you're going to do is going to ask her on you something that's not is going to make us or anything that was previously mutter. So there's no mashmaus to the maimer whether you consider it a ma'aseh kiddushin or not. Ela I did tana chalitz v'asa maimer tana nami bal v'asa maimer. I did by the misni bal v'nasan get tana nami chalitz v'nasan get. We're just playing out all the circumstances. Half of them are not a chiddush. Half of them doesn't really teach me anything. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say bizman shehi. We said that whether it's betchila be'emtzor or besof yesha achre klum. So Rabbi Nechemia had said that achas bila vachas chalitza, whether it's betchila b'emes or b'sof, ein achre klum. That both bia and chalitza are the same in that it doesn't matter at what point you do them. You did them before, you did them first, you did them after a get, after a maimer, after a get and a maimer, it doesn't make a difference. Ein achre klum. That fully solves all zikas. So Masnis, in our mission that brings this machlokas between Rabbi Nechemia and the Chachamim, if you do bia be'emtsu or basof, whereas by chalitza it doesn't make any chilik whether it was done b'tchila be'emtsu or basof, it's just always ein achre klum. Delo ki aitana is against the following brisa. Titania Ab Yosi ben Yochanan ishu Yerushalayim Omer Mishum Rav Meir achas bi'ila va'achas chalitza. Both bia and chalitza are exactly parallel to each other. B'tchila, if you do them first, if that's the first action the Yavam does with the Yavam, is either a bia or a chalitza, ein achareya klum. No mimer that you do afterwards, no get that you do afterwards is going to be tofes at all, is going to be meaningful at all. But be'emtza, if you do either of those things, be'emtza, meaning in between a get and a mimer, or basof, you do it after you gave a get and you did a mimer, so you did get mimer bia, or get mimer chalitza, then yesh achre klum, then the mimer and the get, after then any mimer or get that's done after the chalitza is going to be substantial, is going to be meaningful, just like there's a mimer get after a bia. So v'sholosh machlokas bedavar. So the Gemara explains, it turns out that there are three shittos over here. Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama of our Mishnah holds to be mechalik between Bia and Chalitza, that there are different rules for Bia and Chalitza. Bia, when it comes to Bia that's done be'emtzor besof, di'ika lemigzar, where we have to be choshish, that people are going to say that just like Bia after Maimer is Kona, so too Bia after Bia is Kona, and just like Bia after Get is Kona, so too Bia after Chalitza is Kona, Gazrinan, we have to make a gzera, the Chum make a gzera, that the Bia is not going to be final, it's not going to be fully Kona, and you're still going to need a Chalitza with a Get. So too, there were also misakein that a Get is going to be impossible. Impactful that a get and a mimer after the bia is going to be impactful. So chalitza deleka lemigzar, but by a case of chalitza where there's no makom to be choshesh that if you're matir to get remarried after a chalitza that it's going to lead to any sort of michshol, so lo gazrinan, they were never gozer that the chalitza will not be matir legamri and that any get or mimer is going to help. So Rabbi Nechemia, so that's the shita of the Tanakama, but Rabbi Nechemia savar that even by bia, there's no reason to make a gzera. That just like there's no chashash by chalitza, there's no chashash by bia. And he responds to the Tanakama, to Ka'amrit, your concern that you want to make a gzera, ligzor bia achar a get, that you should be gozer, that bia after a get should not be kona, should not be a valid yibum, a fully valid yibum, and that you should require chalitza with a get, and that the get and a maimer that follows the bia should be impactful, mishum bia achar chalitza, because you're afraid that people are going to be matir or bia after the chalitza because they're going to think a get and a chalitza are the same thing. Kibin the chalitza d'oraisa meidi yadi. Chalitza is written in the Torah, so everyone knows chalitza is not the same thing as a get. There's no option of get in the Torah for a yavama. So everyone knows that to be mechalik between them. I'm not concerned that people are such amaratzim that everyone's going to make a distinction. Everyone's going to think that a get sends a woman away and a chalitza sends a woman away. So get must work on a daraisa level for a yavam. Everyone knows how to read chumash udikamrit, and that which you're concerned ligzor bia achar maimer mishum bia achar bia. They have to be goza that bia achar maimer shouldn't be fully valid. It shouldn't be a fully valid yibum because people will think that bia achar, that maimer is just the same as bia. No, again, kibin the bia daraisa made yada. Everyone knows that in the chumash it says that when there's a yibum situation, you can do yibum. That's bia. It doesn't say that you can do maimer in the Torah. So no one's going to confuse the two. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanan Savala, the third Shita, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanan Savala Krabanan de Gazri Bebiya, the Gazar Chalitza Mishum Bia. He holds like the Shita of the Tanakama that we do have to make these gzeros about Bia. And Eino Chinami, there's no actual legitimate concern when it comes to Chalitza. There's no actual concern when it comes to Chalitza, but once we make the gzera about Bia, we're gozer on the Chalitza as well. So Adjun Lach Ram Gamliel. Now let's read the Mishnah. So habal yivemto. If someone is bol is yivama, bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon. Whether he does it with whatever kavana, he does it on b'shogeg, he doesn't realize, he thought it was his wife, or he does it b'meizid, he knows that he's being bol is yivama, or he does it b'ones. So in the Gemara we'll discuss how it could be b'ones, how do you have bia b'ones, or he does it b'ratzon. Filu hu vihi mezid, if both of them are meizid, who meizid vihi shogeges, who anus vihi lo anus, and it doesn't matter if they're on the same page or not. He anusa v'hu lo anus. It's all yibum. It's all going to work. Echad ha-ma'arav, echad ha-gomer. And it doesn't matter if it's only a tchilas bia or a gemar bia. Kanam. V'lo chilek bin bia l'bia. And it doesn't even matter whether it's bia kedarka or bia shalo kedarka. Any type of bia with any type of kavana, man, woman, it's all going to work. V'chein ha-ba'al achs b'kal ha-arayos shabatara. If one is ba'al, one of the arayos that are asr to mishum erva, and that passels the woman l'kuhuna because she's now a zona. Opsulos kagon almanu kohen gadol, or a kohen is boel and isha psula like an almanu kohen gadol. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hadiot mamzerusin usin liyisrael basrael mamzunasin. Any of the chayav elavin psala apostles or velo chilek ben bia lebia. And we also do not make any distinction between a bia kedarka and a bia shalo kedarka. All those yisuri bia are all types of bia. So that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up at the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Everyone have a good Shabbos.